Voucher Day of the Torah Way, Northwest London. Tisha B'Av, Dayan David Dunna. Subject, Tisha B'Av.
Speak on Tisha B'Av. I was hesitant because I don't know what is mutter to speak about on Tisha B'Av and what not. And Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah. It says, "Va'asa likreis b'teira neviim uksuvim." What is allowed to read from teira neviim uksuvim? Lishdeis b'mishne b'megrish b'gemara v'alochis u'ba'godais. All these things one isn't allowed to discuss. Shneema pikudi Hashem Yisharim Yisam Kelev. Each time I've spoken on the Torah way, it's always been halacha dikazach. And here, even divrei agada and not mutter, because pikudi Hashem Yisharim Yisam Kelev. Rak b'dvarim roim, only dvarim roim, v'tzorich ledanik v'sukei nechama. And even the Devarim Roim, any words of comfort, we're going to leave out, reading in Yirmiyah, we're going to leave out Psukei Nechama, which very much limits what one is allowed to speak about. So I thought maybe some Devei Chizuk, Devei Musa, which is not really my line, would be allowed to. I saw the River Eis Ephraim, B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky, delivered Musa also. Because there's no sefer of Musa she'ein bo mikrois u'divrei Chazal, which makes it even harder. But I did see quoted from Rabbi Eliashiv that Mutter lil moed Musa, maybe but without psukim, I don't know. But we try to keep within the confines of halacha and speak on Tisha B'Av. Just over A week ago, I was visiting somebody in the UCH just before Shabbos, close to Shabbos, facing the patient. And there I hear somebody saying behind me, a lady behind me, saying, "Good Shabbos, good Shabbos." So I look around, didn't know the person. She says, "Well, I am the chaplain of the hospital." So I looked at her, yes, the Jewish chaplain. Yiddish, didn't look twice. "Well, I'm of the reform." And I must have made a blank look, so she said to me, "Don't you know what they are? You know, progressive." So I gave another look, and I see Dalton, a fry, yeah, with a large velvet cap on her, stuck on her head. Mamisha, yeah, telling me, "Well, I think we somewhat outnumber you." She said, "Well, you know, you're fortunate that you can keep your children. We don't have the same size families, and we can't really keep them." "What helps they eat? How do they kinder? What helps us keep our children? How can we be guaranteed that whatever difficulties there are, and the children can continue, the dayas can continue?" And let me share with you a maisa. You all know the children of that person, you all know Reb Aaron Dendorovich, local here, Dendorovich family. Their father, Reb David, Zichreinu Livracha, when I was living in Gateshead over 40 years ago, he used to come and learn with me every now and then. We used to learn together Friday nights, Shabbos, when I had spare time. One Friday night, he comes into my house. We were sitting around the table, the candles were burning, and he started shaking. And he said, "It reminds me of my younger years." He lived in a cleaner shtetl in Poland, and when the war broke out, he was a 12-year-old, what he was telling us, a 12-year-old, and he was taken to a Nazi labor camp, youth labor camp, where the conditions were somewhat impossible. Every day, they had to walk 10 kilometers to their workplace and back. And they suffered immensely. That's what he told me. After they returned, there was a special another appel, a roll call, out of time. And they made an announcement, and they said the following, that some local farmers have complained that some of these workers, some of your youth, as you were going along, pinched from their fields some food, some potatoes. Will the person who did it own up? Hey, Colvay, he said to me, I don't know till this very day whether somebody really did pinch something or not, or whether it was an excuse. They came along, this Nazi, this commandant, as he called him, came along with two large dogs. You could see they were starving dogs. And he said that if you don't own up, we're going to take some of you to give them as food to these dogs, and you're all going to watch it. Then he said, nobody moved. And he said, every 10th one along here is going to be taken out and given to these dogs to be eaten. And as he was telling us, he was shaking, telling me this story. He said it by name, I can't remember the names of the Nazis that he mentioned. And he said, he started going, 1, 2, 3, 10, took him out. 10, took out another one. And it came to him and he realized he was going to be number 10. And they called him out, number 10. And the one who was in charge, the Nazi in charge, said, you little one, he said it over in German, we need you. Take number 9. And they went on, and number 9 started arguing. I won't describe all that happened. They went and continued that. And they took these children, put them in the front, and set the dogs on them. And they tore them to pieces in front of all the others. Why he was saved, he said, I don't know. But it wasn't the end. Then they made the others, him inclusive, pick up all the bits that were left after they had their meal to clear up. Can we imagine the suffering? A child torn away from home, torn away from his parents under bar mitzvah, and went 5 years through this torture. Gehinnom b'olam hazeh mamash. In 1945, through various efforts, a whole group of boys were flown in a Lancaster bomber, British gave it, sitting in the hull, landed in Lake Windermere, where there was a clever bochum, a whole lot of kids. Really, it was organized by a non-frum organization, where most of the children were sent out to homes, nicht to be brought up, the Ruach Yisrael Sabbath. But there was an arrangement at the time with Gateshead, it was just a small fledgling community, that they can have a certain amount of boys, 30 boys, after some negotiation, but only those who could prove that they were from. And so they're standing there after arriving, after suffering for 5 years, and as he said, the noise in that plane as they came off the plane, they were scared stiff in the plane, there were no proper seats, they were sitting in the hull of the plane, and came off, and then there was another selection, who goes where. And there was Dying Gostas, who was at the time the early gates at Cairo, and Rebbe Weiss, who was later the Rav in ERA in Zurich, who was also in Gates, and they came down to represent Gates to get the Hamish children. But the arrangement was, the child can't say he was from before the war, he just say his mother lit candles at Erech Shabbos Suda. They had to prove it. To take these young kids that suffered all these years, and had to prove it. So they asked, they said, who is from a Frum family? And David and Rav, some 40 years later, from when this happened, said he put up his hand and said he does. So he said, prove it. And he started rattling off, Miller by Miller, from the beginning, word by word, from the beginning of our Ish Mekadosh in Kiddushin, the first Dafim Gemara, he started just rattling it off. And he did the same to me when he's telling me over the story. Another 40 years later, he started rattling off. And that gave him the zechus to go to Gator, but he set up a beautiful Yiddish mishpach. The man didn't know his age because he had forgotten it from all his suffering. He wasn't quite sure how old he was. All he knew was before his bar mitzvah that he was taken away. He had suffered all those years not seeing a Gemara, not seeing a Gemara, not seeing a Chumash, not seeing a Siddur. Through all the pain, losing all the members of his family, a sole survivor. And comes along Lachfidufiyah, and he can rattle off, and after such a journey, Kiddushin, word for word, Baal Peh, and that saved his life. Can we imagine Vosa'avas HaTorah, what a Cheshkes HaTorah must have been implanted in him as a young child, to still remember the age not, other details not, of the Gemara yet. But he told me that story, the time, the chiyuv to implant a love of Torah. How do we keep our children and they don't? There's that love of Torah. It's in the very breath, in the inner cords of this neshama, in the cords of the nefesh of the soul. You've got that Torah. It's through all the suffering and through all the difficulties. But Gideon of the Torah, that keeps the person. If we think of the Korban and all the various years of suffering, to know, to feel, to have that Torah within one, to have implanted it in our children, to have our homes running in such a way, at kiheim chayenu, that kept the family, that kept the, that's the future. In the Teikocha, we know we got twice the Teikocha, the Teikocha, Parshas Bekukosai and Parshas Kisavai. Both the first Korban and the second Korban. There's a big difference between the two. In Parshas Bekukosai, after the whole Teikocha, it ends off with Pesukim of Nechama, Le'ma'astim le'ga'altim le'chalaisam. And we look at Parshas Kisavai, Eila divrei abris, a whole Teikocha, all the kolalos, and no Pesukim Nechama. I once saw in the name of God, the Radvaz, what's the difference? The difference is that in Parshas Bekukosai, if we look at the Pesukim, in Teichut Imi Bekari, Afani Hoylech Imochem Bekari. You look right through the Teikocha, you went with me Bekari, just it happens, things in passing, I will go with you Bekari, everything, it just happened, it just happened. If you look in Parshas Kisavai, in Parshas Kisavai it says, Yitain Hashem, Yakra Hashem, Yigrif Hashem, 26 times it says the Shem Hashem, all the Onshim with the Shem Arachim, the Shem Hashem. If sorrow has happened to a person, whether it's personal or whether it's Kasrush of the cloud, whichever way around, Rachmanon it's not. And he looks at it, it's a Mikra, why did it happen to me? Yigra. Things just don't seem to happen. It's so unfair, so difficult. Why must I suffer? Why is my family suffering? And it's all bouquet. It's impossible to survive. Impossible to survive if one doesn't have Pesukei Nechama, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. But if one realizes Bishas the Yonshim, and that's the work of Parshas Kisove, a second goddess, that's all Yakha Hashem, is Yitin Hashem. There's a cheshbon of the Ribbono Shel Olam in everything. Everything that happens, and everything that goes on, even however difficult it is, but it's the Avinu Shebishamayim who's doing it. And therefore, as a fatherly love, there must be a cheshbon. If that's the case, then one can survive and one can continue. And one doesn't need Pesukei Nechama, because that itself is the Nechama. I brought with me something today that I thought maybe it's a way of showing Pesukei Nechama, of doing Hakir Be'itri Yizborach Shemoi. Mein Tater Zol Gesund Zayn. He was there, Kistelnacht, Germany. He suffered then. And he told the following. He received for his bar mitzvah a godashel pesach. Mitzvah many years ago. Didn't those days get that many presents. It was the first edition of People Who May Know the Lehman Haggadah, written in German. And he got this Haggadashel pesach. He treasured it very much. He lived next to a shul in the town of Cologne. And on Kislach, when the Nazis came in, he was a teenager at the time, and they made him stand below in the street as they went into the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaKnesses, and they took the Sifrei Torah and they ripped them up. And he taught Korea at the time. He was already then a Yosem from his mother and his father. They taught Korea at the time, seeing Sifrei Torah. But they weren't satisfied, those Geshayim. After they finished ripping up things in the shul, they went to the next house where he was living, and they took out his Sforim. And they started ripping them up, throwing them into the garden. It was drizzling, throwing them to the street. It was drizzling that night, therefore this got quite damaged outside. He was very upset. Very broken. All the abuse that went on that evening. But then, after they left, he decided to salvage what he could. And he went and he picked up, and one of the things he picked up was his Haggadashel Pesach. Very upset and very broken. But then he saw a message. He opened it up. And he saw how the Nazis had ripped it. This is the Haggadah that the Nazis had ripped. They had ripped it. But the first full page, the first page that they didn't rip up, was V'hi she'omdo l'aviseinu, sh'layekot bilvad omad aleinu l'chaliseinu, n'olam kol doi v'doi the time to destroy us, ha'kodesh v'ocho matzileinu v'yodam. And he saw here the Yad Hashem, a message. Yes, they can rip up the Sforim, but they can't rip up the V'hi she'omdo, she'layekot bilvad HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu v'yodam. They managed to rip up the first set of pages, but there enough, they didn't manage to tear. A message to give them the courage and the go, to go weiter, build up Yiddishkeit, got away, and build up a family, which he did. And I recently was invited to speak in Berlin last winter, and I took this with me. And I said, this hasn't been in Germany for some 70 years, nearly 70 years. And they wanted to keep it there. I had phone calls from different museums asking how to get it to keep it. What's the use of that? But therefore, listen, we have to know, I have to keep it. As I could ishbochu matzileinu miyodom, and doi bekol doi v'doi raim dimoleinu. It is only when we go with this type of emunah v'ashem, when we see the messages, whatever happens, however difficult your situation may be, let's look out for the message. Let's look out for the future. Let's look out what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us. Whether it's the Torah or Mr. Danilovich, whether it's the hands of the Nazis couldn't reach that, could Ishbokum Matsileinu Miyodom in Koldoi Vadoi, whatever it may be, these are the things that hold us for the future. But the Korban Torah in Parshas Emor, it says there in the Pesukim, I don't want to say too much of Pesukim, and then the Pesukim ends, the next Pesukim, Ani Hashem. If we look in the Torah, whenever the Torah says Ani Hashem, Rashi always says, Ne'mon Rishalim Sechah. But there's one Ani Hashem that Rashi doesn't say it. But the Korban Torah, and he said Ani Hashem, Rashi says something different. Rashi says, Ani Hashem, Da mi gozar al adova. No, who was gozar this matter? Now we bring a Torah for Thanksgiving when we are saved. Four people bring a Torah. Yotzei Reisa Surim, Ahiva Yamim, Kadisha Zappa. It's time that you bring. So what is mi gozar al adova? There's a message here in Rashi. For every individual, for every one of us. That when do we bring a Torah Thanksgiving? We only give a Thanksgiving when there was a suffering. There was a suffering, and now we came out of it. How can we bring a Torah if we realize, not say, well, I would have preferred it, it never happened, so I don't need to bring the Torah. Mi gozar al adovo. If we look at life, small or big, whatever may be happening, mi gozar al adovo. It's not my competition that's Gozar al Adova. It's not my son who's Gozar al Adova. Me, Gozar al Adova, the Ani Hashem, who was Gozar it. That is maybe what Rashi is meaning over here. But he says, me, Gozar al Ani Hashem, by Korban Torah. The Gaon says on the halacha that when it comes to mincha, we put on tefillin when it comes to mincha, because, says the Gaon, because oz hitzisu, because then at mincha time, the Beis HaMikdash was set on fire, as we all know, burnt into the tent, and therefore we put on tefillin. Here, as a Gaon, oz hitzisu, and therefore we put on tefillin. Brings the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes it. You know why? Because the Gaon's words, "B'mashe shofach hamosay ba'ai etzim v'avonim." Yes, the Beis HaMikdash was set alight, but the Yid were saved. Many were killed, but the individuals who were saved. It's not our lane, it's a nechama. It's a tie to put on tefillin, to be mamshik in the mitzvahs of Torah, and put on the oil malchus shemayim on ourselves. And where do you think you're gone? Coming to this man, Mincha. And we've got to know, looked, the last kinner was, and he'd see in Vareo, Kibay Yeshob and Sireo, Vechiv Suloch Agur Asak, Al Baal Nureo. Kibay Yeshob and Sireo, you should wail like a woman wails during labor. The great suffering of a woman. And like a basula who's wearing sackcloth, she's a basula, she had a baal, a kiddushin, and didn't yet manage to get married to have nisuim. And her husband is dead. He died. And we should cry like that. What are the two mishalim? And I say, even that they contradict each other. When we speak about a woman crying from the labor pangs, how does she manage to overcome it? How does she manage to bear it? Because she knows soon there's going to be a later. There's going to be a birth. These are birth pangs, but there's a future. Isha, Basuleo, Al Baal, Noel, a woman crying on a husband, a young husband that died. She'll never get him back. Was steht da? Are we crying? Are we knowing there's a future? Or are we crying because there's no future? This may be Pshat. Avada, we should know that everything is Meis Hashem and there's the divine plan. And it says in Parshas Kisavai, everything's Meis Hashem. There's a future, there's a divine plan. We've got to go through these birth pangs. Like the woman has to go in because of the chait of Chava. She has to go through Betzaetzev Tehil Dibonim. So we need to get the Beis HaMikdash because our Chatorim have to go through the pain all these years of suffering. So yes, there's a Simcha at the end. But on the other end, we've got to realize that the longer we keep Mashiach back, every day that we don't have it, we've lost in Ruchnius. We've lost the closeness to Hashem. There's Al Baal Noel. There is a loss. There's a permanent loss. Because every day that it's delayed, it's a loss. There's Al Baal Noel. Xavier Isha was crying on Baal Noel. But on the other hand, it is Isha B'Tzirel. It is also like Isha B'Tzirel. Because we've got to know that there's a future, and these are pangs and pains because of the Chatoim, no different than every woman who goes through birth pains because of the case of Chava. So we've got to go through, but this is all with the future. The Daz Kedim about Atosus says on the Pasuk of Baruch Atu Bavayecha, the Baruch Atu Ba'io, Baruch Atu Besoda, in Parshas Kisavo, he quotes a Chazal. Baruch Atu Ba'iyav, Zu Yerushalayim. You're blessed in the city, Zu Yerushalayim, Shenikras Ira Kaidush. So Baruch Atu Ba'iyav is Yerushalayim. Baruch Atu Ba'soda, Zu Tzioin, that is Tzioin, Shenema Tzioin Soda Techrash. The Tzioin is going to be plowed up. A pillar. Baruch Atu Ba'iyo Zu Yerushalayim, Zakreis Abrocha. Of a Baruch Atu Basoda, that it's going to be plowed, it's going to be destroyed by the Goyim of Guzuk and Baruch, the Zemling of Baruch, the same Baruch. What is Pshat? Think about so Pshat. It doesn't say, Zu Tzioin Shenechav, Zu Tzioin Shetechash. When does one plow a field? It might look to the simple person's eyes destructive. One plows it when one wants to plant seed for further growth. That is when one plows. Shteido Baruch Ato Ba'ir. Baruch Ato Ba'ir Zu Yerushalayim. Baruch Ato Besodeh Zu Tzion Shenema Bo Tzion Sodeh Tekash. Tzion will be destroyed. But Tzion has a future. Tzion, Soda, Techerash, is going to be plowed. It was plowed, but plowing is for the future. Everything that happens, Parashas Kisavo, is ultimately Hashem. It's all a preparation for the future. We have got to do our bit and plant that Ahavas HaTorah, as I related before. And be mechazik in the emunah, see the messages of every difficult time, the most difficult time. But see the Yad Hashem, that will bring to that Tzion Soda Techerash. And let me just conclude with what I once heard, B'Shem the Chofetz Chaim, U'molo Ha'oretz Deos Hashem Kamayim Liyom Mechassim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Mashiach comes, the world will be full of Das Hashem, like sea, like the water covers the seabed. Why? This Moshel. Like the Kikovim, like a fire always, like Chaylayon, Kamayim, Mechasim, Sayon. What's the message here? If you take a young child to the sea, maybe this time of the year, and maybe a bit scared of the water, you put their feet in the water, looks like a massive water, just about covers the feet, garnished. Child's not scared at all. And forget, gets self-confidence and wants to run in. You wouldn't want the child to run in because he goes deeper and deeper. On the surface, the sea looks all one level, one depth. But it goes really deeper and deeper. How does it? Why does it go deeper and deeper? Because more and more is hollowed out. There's the earth goes is cut out further and further. So the water is filling much more, and that's how it goes deeper and deeper. When Mashiach comes, we all be nana mola as they as Hashem. And it looked like everybody is equal. We'd all see the Das Hashem, all realize the Ribbono Shleilim is running the world. But we got to know it's going to be Kamayim Leyom Bechasim. Those of us who hollow ourselves out more and more, make ourselves bigger receptacles for the Das Hashem, we'll have much deeper and much more Das Hashem. Those who leave themselves, don't hollow themselves out, leave themselves full without all Andriyazakim, and not hollow themselves, made themselves the Kaili, the receptacle for Ruchnias, won't have the same Anah of Amal as they as Hashem. It has told to finish a time, and I will do. You see, that we should be zeichah to the Amal as they as Hashem. But the main thing is we should take out that Chizuk in Abba Satoira, a chizuk in emunah b'Hashem, and then in mitzvah Hashem will bring us all to be zeichah to the kamayim liyom b'chasim in the fullest sense.